Good morning.
How long were you in Iraq?
Approximately 6 months. Left in April and got back in October.
And what sorts of responsibilities did you have?
Well, I was a deputy director for the Gulf Region Division, which is engineers, and we handled the logistics portion of it. And the logistics portion covered everything from the convoys to the port of Basra, where we had a element there, and I acted to my boss as the deputy and chief of staff and oversaw the materials and shipments of massive amounts of equipment from the port into theater, which helped with the rebuilding of the Iraqi economy, whether it be engineer supplies or with military or police supplies for the Iraqi armed forces.
Now, as you know, support for the war, public support anyway, is very low. The impression in the minds of most Americans is that this mission is not going well. What was your personal observation?
Is the surge working everywhere? No, it's not, probably. But from my perspective, what I saw quite a change in the security. The attacks were down, more Iraqi people involved in the community, markets being opened up. And there again, as you can see from the data, they're reaching out and identifying those folks that are actually part of the trouble in their economy and in their community environment. So from my perspective, that's pretty much what I saw.
What was it like to have your life in danger?
I got there in April, and right after getting out of my armored vehicle, I hit by a rocket attack, and we were pretty much mortared and rocketed up till really we saw the some of the major emplacing of the different units as part of the surge. It's something that you don't forget, and I don't think I ever will forget, and nor do you forget the importance and value of the human life and working together as a team. So many things that I thought were important when I left, now I view as not so important.
What would you say your biggest change in perspective is?
I think my change in perspective is the world is so, you know, so big but small. When you look at the people, we're all almost the same in terms of that. And for me, seeing some of the young Iraqi kids, and I have young children, a year and a half, and a five-year-old and a 15-year-old, and like anybody else, their family wants to make a better life for their children so they can move on in their life and develop and become good citizens. And to me personally, there's just a more commitment to what we need to do to help our veterans.
John Skokas, thanks for being with us this morning.
Well, thank you, Terry, and have a good day.
Take care. Good luck to you.
Bye-bye.
John Skokas is the Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs. He returned home last week from a tour of duty in Iraq. You're listening to Morning Edition on Wisconsin Public Radio.